The Trump administration has pledged to deport millions of undocumented people living in the United States. In Vermont, there have been multiple high-profile detentions of migrant farm workers in the past few months, including 9 farm workers detained in Enosburg. But there are still many undocumented migrants choosing to remain in Vermont to work. Vermont is estimated overall to have between 750 and 850 year-round migrant farm workers of different legal statuses, along with 150 of their partners and children. In late June, the Mexican consulate arrived in Montpelier. They were there to help Mexican nationals process passports, birth certificates, and other paperwork. Vermont Edition producer Daniela Fierro spoke to Mexican nationals and volunteers at the mobile consulate. She brings us this story.
Alejandro Pino has been living in Vermont for the last 19 years.
Mi nombre es Daniela. Somos parte de la estación de Radio Pública Vermont Public.
Pino is from Mexico, but didn't arrive at the Mexican mobile consulate to get paperwork done. He was there to drive his coworkers who needed passport renewals. I asked about the conversations he has with his coworkers.
We talk about immigration. Coworkers who have vehicles sometimes see where officials are. I live near the Derby line. I still have to go out sometimes. But now the guys are too scared, so they give me a list to go grab things for them. Everyone is scared.
Before arriving in the Green Mountain State, Pino tried to cross the southern border 5 times. Each time, he was detained. He says he was grabbed by the Colorado River twice.
Pues la pasada ahí es más corta.
Crossing there is shorter. They detain you for 1 or 2 days. They put handcuffs on you. They look up if this is the first or second time. If you reach a certain limit, they put you in jail for 2 or 3 months.
Si llega una la roja, ya te meten 2 meses o 3 meses ahí en la cárcel.
Pino says the other 3 times were when he was crossing the Sonoran Desert. He remembers being dehydrated and running into other people with extreme thirst. He said the 5th time he crossed the desert, he paid a coyote. That's a person who smuggles undocumented immigrants into the United States.
Fuimos dejados por el coyote y ya nosotros empezamos a caminar.
The smuggler abandoned the group and we just kept walking. We were assaulted by cholos. They left us without anything. We had to return to the town. It's very risky.
But his 6th try was a success. He worked near Yuma, Arizona, and then Syracuse, New York. He came up north after he heard there were better job opportunities here.
Me dijeron que acá había más oportunidades. Me vine a Nueva York.
He connected with a local advocate for farm workers named Mama Nancy. She helped him get a job in Vermont. In Mexico, he said he'd probably be working as a chauffeur, which pays significantly less than working on an American farm. Pino has been thinking a lot about the recent deportations and the Trump administration's immigration crackdown.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
As of June 29th, the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse cites that over 620,000 immigrants have been detained in the U.S. this year.
En estos tiempos que estamos viviendo, ¿cómo te sientes ahorita?
I ask him about how he feels with what's happening across America.
La situación está muy fea.
It's an ugly situation. With the style of people I'm around, even with our coworkers, with this government. But the only thing we can do is push forward. We have to push forward.
Pero hay que seguir adelante.
¿Te sientes parte de la comunidad?
I asked him if he feels part of the community.
No.
No, not where I live. They're racist.
Inside Christ Episcopal Church, volunteers greet people in Spanish and check them in. Felipe Cuellar works for the Mexican consulate in Boston. The consulate comes twice a year to Vermont to help process any paperwork from birth certificates, passports, and even apply for dual citizenship. He declined to comment on the recent ICE raids in Vermont, but says he knows the important role Mexican workers play on local dairy farms.
Y como le decía, solemos venir dos veces al año a Vermont.
We usually come to Vermont twice a year. We love the community here, and we know they're hardworking. We know about the role they play on dairy farms.
De los lácteos o lecheras, ¿verdad?
On the first floor, consulate workers sit with people and process their paperwork. The second floor has a lot more going on. There's parents playing with their toddlers as they wait to be called next. Music is playing and the conversations are flowing. UVM's Bridges to Health sets up shop. The program aims to connect farm workers with health-related services. The advocacy organization Migrant Justice is also there. This is one of their organizers, Abel Luna.
Our communities are always under attack. Our goal here today at the Mexican Consulate is to educate our community about the rights that we have, because we have rights. It doesn't matter if where you're from, people have human rights.
Central Vermont Refugee Action Network, also known as CVRAN, is one of the organizers of the event. Peter Toms is a volunteer. He says it takes months to make sure an event like this all flows smoothly, especially in the current political climate.
So we think about ICE as being a relevant factor in how people decide what to do these days. And we don't have any real information that ICE is around, but we're being careful.
Tom says the mobile consulate used to be stationed at Goddard College in Plainfield. In 2018, they moved to Bethany Church in Montpelier. And after the July floods damaged that location, they moved to the Christ Episcopal Church.
And it wasn't an intentional thing to come to a sanctuary, so to speak. That was not the real idea. But a church is a welcoming place. They have a sanctuary church policy here. 6 pages long, very detailed. This is private space that we're in right now. The sanctuary downstairs is public. The dining room is public. But that's where the consulate staff is. So if ICE comes, we have to say, do you have a warrant for somebody personal to arrest? Otherwise, they're not welcome.
Fino brought his son with him to Montpelier. He's 9. He was born in the United States, and his son speaks a little bit of Spanish, but doesn't understand the language. I asked if he's talked to his son about the situation they're in. He says no. He doesn't want his son to panic.
Pero creo que él ya entiende porque como va la escuela.
I think he understands because he goes to school. I had a conversation with his principal, seeing as there was talk about ICE going into schools. So I think he knows. I think he understands.
Y pues él ya sabe, ya entiende ya un poco.
Pero si algo te pasa a ti, ¿tienes planes para
If something were to happen to you, do you have a plan on who will take care of him?
Sí, tengo planes.
Yes, I have plans. I have a person who can look after him. If something ever happens, there's someone. With this system, you have to start thinking about what could happen.
According to the Central Vermont Refugee Action Network, about 140 people were served by the consulate that day. For Vermont Public, I'm Daniela Fierro.